Yes, this is my favourite Sunday in the year. I just love Easter Sunday, and I'm going to be talking about my favourite Easter hymn. So that's two favourites, my favourite day of the year and my favourite hymn on that day. Well, let me tell you a bit, before I tell you what the hymn is, I'll tell you a bit about the writer, the author of it. His name was Robert Lowry. He was an American preacher who became a popular hymn writer of gospel music in the mid to late 19th century. He was born in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, USA, on the 12th of March, 1826. His father, Crozier Lowry, had emigrated from Ireland in the early 1800s. Now, Robert's love of music went back to his childhood, when he would play any musical instrument that came to hand, and his melodies were strongly influenced by the popular music of the day. In 1843, when he was just a lad of 17, Robert came under deep conviction of sin, and he was wonderfully saved. He joined a Baptist church, where he became a choir member and dedicated Sunday school teacher as well. The pastor, seeing his potential, encouraged him to prepare for full-time Christian ministry. So he commenced his studies at the age of 22 and immediately built his reputation as a preacher and as a hymn writer. He also organised the college choir and taught music to his fellow students. He graduated with the highest honours some 6 years later, and that same year was ordained to the Baptist ministry, and he was also married that year to Anna. Now, during the following 45 years, he held a number of pastorates in New York, Pennsylvania, and finishing in New Jersey. He always maintained that preaching was his main vocation and that music was just a sideline. But it is as a hymn writer that Robert Lowry is chiefly remembered. One of his earlier compositions was "Shall We Gather at the River?" Now, I remember singing that as a child in the mission hall out of the little red Alexander book. And I'm sure some of you older folks will remember that song. He wrote this during a heat wave, which was accompanied an epidemic in the city of Philadelphia at that time, which claimed many lives. Almost overcome by the heat, and remembering they didn't have air conditioning in those days, he suddenly recollected the passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, where John the Divine says, "And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." He also composed the tune to Isaac Watts' lovely hymn, "Come Ye That Love the Lord." We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. And he also wrote a tune to Annie Hawks' hymn that many of you will know, "I Need Thee Every Hour." That was Robert Lowry's tune that goes to that hymn. A year later, he provided the music to Fanny Crosby's hymn, "All the Way My Saviour Leads Me." Now, he adopted a more conventional tone for reflective pieces. That one, "Shall We Gather at the River," was actually a marching tune set for a brass band. But hymns like "I Need Thee Every Hour" and "Saviour Thy Dying Love," when he wrote the tunes to those, they were slower and more reflective. But it's his hymn, "Nothing But the Blood of Jesus," which exalts Jesus' blood as the only remedy for sin, which is probably his best known hymn. "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Now, in the year 1874, Lowry was pondering over the Easter story. And one evening during his devotional time, he read the passage in Luke 24 that says, "He is not here, he is risen." Soon he found himself seated at the little pedal organ in the parlour of his home, and in a very spontaneous fashion, the words and music of "Lo, in the Grave He Lay" were born. They gave expression to the thoughts that had been uppermost in his mind. The hymn was published the following year and has been an inspirational favourite with God's people ever since. and it's my favourite, and it's the one we're going to listen to shortly. Now, Robert Lowry had an ear for dramatic effect, as is seen in this hymn particularly. The contrast between the solemn verses and the exultant, exuberant chorus proclaiming the resurrection. Up from the grave he arose. He wrote over 500 hymns and edited over 20 hymnals in his lifetime. He died on November the 25th, 1899, at age 73, in Plainfield, New Jersey. It was written of him after he died. His melodies and songs were but the expression of the man's heart and his character as they attracted everybody to him.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Saviour, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He rose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He rose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he rose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the